Hello and welcome to our Lamplighter. We're glad that you've joined us. If you go down on Interstate 70 heading east from Vandalia, you see an exit for the Association of Christian Truckers. And I'm so glad to be with Doc Hinman. He is the one that runs the Association of Christian Truckers Truck Stop, or the Road Angels. And Doc, thanks for coming by. You have a big event coming up.
We do have a big event. It's called the Jamboree for Springtime. It's 4 days of a lot of fun.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Okay. What is going to go on the Jamboree for Springtime?
There's going to be many that will be speaking that are from the local area. A lot of those people are people that have been involved with the outfit for quite a while. One guy's name is Chris Brown. Pete LeDuc from down at Crown Point.
Yes.
We got Mark Hewitt coming in, and we got John Vitelli. Now, John Vitelli is really a very interesting individual. He's going to be speaking 2 days, Thursday and Friday, one will be from 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock, and that's on Thursday, and then from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Friday. He came in and basically did his testimony with us in the Fall Jamboree before just last year. And he is Costa Nostra, whatever. You know, he's kind of like
Tell us Gambini. What that big word means.
In other words, he was in the mob. Okay, I don't want to say that too loud. Anyway, he was evidently pretty well into it. And one day when he was in jail, because he'd gotten put in jail for some stuff, and he finally found that he needed more than that, and he gave his life to Christ, and God's used him
since then
in a powerful ministry. One of the things I will say is that the man definitely has a knowledge of building things. He came in and he built two more showers that are inside of our building now.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, they are beautiful. There's a lot of people come through and say, wow, those are better than most of the truck stop things. So, you know.
Good deal.
And that's kind of nice. We get, you know, we let people use those because we think that it's important that they get a good shower and have a place to sleep and park and so on and so forth.
So you serve truckers who come through.
Right.
And you have services you provide. I mean, shower services.
Breakfast in the mornings, and that's from about 6 till 9:30, 10. And then if a guy comes in and says he's hungry and it's lunchtime, we serve him something. And dinner we usually have from 5:30 to, give or take, 5:30, 6, 6:15 sometimes.
This happens 24 hours a day,
7 days a week, 300. There's times that I'll be gone, but we've got people there. So
yes.
I'd like to talk a little bit about one thing that I think is really beautiful. People by the name of Dennis and Leslie McKay call themselves the McKay Project. They're going to be doing a dinner service Thursday and Friday both.
And this is going on
through June the 3rd, yes.
Yes. You have people coming from all over the United States for a spring jamboree. Association of Christian Truckers there. Mm-hmm. Is that the Brownstown exit?
That's the Brownstown exit, exit number 68.
And if you can be a part of that May 31st through June 3rd.
You can go on to our website, i70.org.
You have an ACTI70.org.
That's right. ACTI, thank you very much. ACTI70.org, and it should be on there. I think we're going to have everything definitely posted.
All right. And that's ACT for American Association of Christian Truckers, I-70 for Interstate 70. So it's ACTI70.org. You get the details on that.
Pastor Mel Weaver is selling his house, and there's a lot of stuff going on over there. He won't be making it for his time of preaching on Friday night, nor will he be the MC on Thursday, but we do have somebody covering that. His name is Pat Bayman, and Pat Bayman used to be an enforcer for a big bike club, and was pretty much into the white supremacist type thing, and now he's kind of glory all over him. It's amazing.
Doc, these transformations that you're seeing, we all see.
Yeah.
But you see the rough people sometimes, and yet you see them come to Christ. Tell us what kind of transformation you see in these people. How does it come about?
Well, you know, it's not really up to me to say anything about it other than the fact that God does this marvelous work inside of people.
I think that's it.
You know, we come with our baggage and we say, God, here I am. I'm nothing without you. Will you please take me and make me what you want me to be?
Do you run into people who think they have too much baggage for God to change them?
Oh, man. Yeah, I've had a couple people come in, they think they got too much baggage, but, you know, after they start seeing the fact that it's not up to them as to what the baggage is, it's up to God to take the baggage and rebuild from the baggage
right.
a new life.
You can take the nice, yeah. the best mm-hmm. life in the world, if it's not redeemed, there's still too much baggage. Well, only God can change that life.
What did he say? You know, even Paul said, "For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly."
That's everybody.
And that's all of us. That's every single person.
You may compare yourself to the neighbor and go, "Well, I'm out of that league. I'm too much." No,
no,
you're not.
No, you're
you
not.
Don't understand.
That's right. Well, I just, yeah, I think about people like, let me see, who can I really think of that I think made a big difference? Glenn Kaiser out of the Glenn Kaiser Blues Band, and Kerry Livgren out of Kansas. I mean, I've seen...
You mean the band Kansas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
heard
there was some conversions.
Kerry actually gave his life to Christ, so did Dave Hope. And in fact, Kerry's put out many, many musical, what do you want to call it, musical entries of albums. I think it's almost 9 albums that he's put out since Seeds of Change in 1979.
I know we're talking to a small group there that barely remember the group Kansas. I never collected them, but I sure heard. That group was singing, "Oh, we
carry
are
on,
dust in the
carry
wind.
On, carry on, my wayward
yeah,
son."
Yeah, they were thinking, they yeah. were singing philosophical yeah. ideas, and you're saying yeah. two of them became
actually,
Christians
actually,
of it.
I think, if I remember correctly, and I may be wrong, if I'm wrong, God, please forgive me. But I believe everybody except Roby Steinhardt out of the group became Christians. And I might be wrong about Steve, but you know.
But still, they were a yeah, top name back yeah. in the 70s. Conversions, change mm-hmm. of life.
Yep.
And you're seeing that in what you do as well.
Well, we see that every day. I mean, I run into people like, well, John Skorsky, for all that matters, the guy who's doing all the music for the praise and worship every night during this. He's, you know, he had a background that we could talk about, but that has nothing to do with it. What God's done with him, with the front, it's just amazing. He reaches into some lives that would never be reached into had it not been for the fact that him and his wife have come to Christ and become very evident or prevalent, I guess, within the entirety of the Bradenton, Sarasota area down there in Florida. So, you know, I think everybody has a certain thing that God's called them to do. I'm nothing without him. If it
That's
wasn't
right.
his work in me, I would be a mess. And I'm thankful that God allowed me and my wife to come down here and take this and hope, you know, we're shaping it up little by little and we're seeing more and more people coming. I'd like to say one thing for a fact. I was blown away when we got this message come in from Trucker's Path, and it said that we were in the top 10 of all the independent truck stops in America by
really?
Their standard.
Wow.
And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. You know, so I was floored when I saw that. And it just, you know, first it came in that we were out of the 400, and then it was out of 10, and then I heard that we were 5th out of 5. So, you know, that doesn't make sense. You know, we're not really a truck stop. We have no truck fuel or nothing like that, but we've got a place where they can park in peace and safety. They don't have to worry about anybody coming and knocking at their door or accosting them or whatever. They can come in, they can take a shower, they can do their laundry, they can get something to eat, they can sit and just fellowship, have services on Sundays, which I would like to see include more so in the weeks, you know, in the years to come. I'd like to see it that every other night there might be some type of service as well as on Sundays. So please pray for us, you know. Because
you're getting the word
it.
Out, and more yeah, truckers are yeah, coming yeah, in from time to
they
time.
They are coming in a lot. It's we've seen
the word gets out. Hey, try the one at
yeah,
they give the number,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
it is.
Exit number 68 down there, and we, you know, and another thing, Trucker's Path is one of the best apps I've ever seen.
You know, trucker's life is different from the rest of us. My son drove. I had to watch his schedule. So when you say about out of hours, that's different than about out of gas. You've got to stop the rig when you get to the end of your time frame, or you're in trouble.
Well, maybe not trouble so much as far as, you know, big trouble. But the thing is, when you get to that point where you've got 11 hours almost completed of driving, you need to find a place to stop. And get off the road.
Yeah, the laws are there.
And you can't be making it like an exit line or something. Believe it or not, that's against the law, even though they do it. But, you know, everything is contained in a 14-hour window. You start with your quarter hour of a pre-trip. Then you go to your first driving point, and you get to that. Within the 8 hours, you have to take a 30-minute break, and then at the end of the 11 hours, you've got a post-trip. So you basically got 12 hours out of 14 to really do anything.
Mm.
And it's a whole lot different than it used to be back in the day when I was driving.
GPS and so on.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Doc Hinman. He's been with the Association of Christian Truckers, the Road Angel Truck Stop there.
3.5 years.
And you've been with them how many years?
3.5 years.
And I think it's turning out to be quite a thing. There's local pastors involved, and they're having the special Spring Jamboree going on May the 31st through June 3rd. And you can go to their website and find out all the singers and all the musicians, all the speakers, some real good people, solid individuals who love the Lord. I see you have fellowship, music, testimonies, teaching, evening services, 4 days of fantastic time. You can go to their website, actisemity.org, and find out more. Doc, we're going to be praying for you because this is a ministry. You're touching hearts. You're touching lives.
Thank you.
And I sure appreciate it. You come back in, let us know the next time you do something like this.
I may just come in just to make a nice little... I'd like to come in and just say hi sometime.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Coffee's always good. You know?
Time has come to an end. Doc, thanks for joining us. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.